Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, today we have Newton Boys Wrestling Coach R.J. Brown. And Coach, thanks for spending some time with us again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we came off break. You had a meet Thursday night. Before we get to that, just talk about how the wrestlers did over that winter break and your practices and if things went well and you saw progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the guys that came every day, we practiced every day except Christmas, so we didn't really want to get rid of any of our momentum. We really hammered technique and learned a lot over break, and you could tell the guys that were able to be there every day were at a much higher level than the guys that had to go on vacations and things like that. So it definitely paid off for those guys that were coming, and like I said, we just didn't want to lose momentum, so we really didn't really take much of a break. So and they're wrestling pretty well. So
okay. Most of the guys were there most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, probably 60% of them were there every single day. Some misses here and there with Christmases and things like that. But, we had some pretty good turnout.
Now, you got back to action Thursday, had a meet where you went to Oskaloosa and were able to win that duel. Talk about how the team did.
Yeah, it was a super fun duel. We knew going into it that it was going to be really tough. Oskie's got a real tough team. They've got a lot of really solid individuals, which make them hard to beat. They're real tough, aggressive wrestlers, real strong. So, we had a little strategy in our lineups, moving some guys around, and, it helped having a couple guys back after Christmas break. So, got to plug them in. But it was a fun duel. I mean, it came down, we were tied 34-34 at heavyweight. Colby got a big pin against a pretty solid heavyweight. So he's looking real good. And, even for the most part, all of our guys wrestled well. Some of our guys, they're wrestling ranked guys for Oski, and they're still being aggressive and getting after it, trying to score points. And that's all we ask of them. They're fighting off their back, trying to prevent bonus points, things like that, things that we had talked about. So I was pretty happy with it. And again, it was fun to come down to the last few matches and get excited when Colby gets that pin to ice it. So,
yeah, he was one of, I think he was one of five that got pins last night.
Yeah, and we talked about we needed bonus points and that pins go a long way. And, it showed for both teams getting those pins. It was good to get those wins, yeah.
Talking to R.J. Brown, the head coach for the boys wrestling team, when you mentioned wrestlers going up against, highly ranked, does it always seem that your wrestlers are able to rise to the occasion then? I mean, do you see them put forth extra effort, or is they kind of sometimes you can be intimidated by that too as well?
In years past, they've been real intimidated, and those guys have taken it to us. But this year you can see, maybe they're not at the level of some of these highly ranked guys, but they're competing real hard and they're trying to get after it. They're giving a lot of effort. And so that's kind of the stepping point of how we get our guys up to that level, is trying to compete with those guys and wrestling well again. Maybe not at the level that they're at yet, but definitely taking the steps in the right direction towards getting there.
Yeah, obviously that confidence comes with experience probably.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no sport that you need experience like wrestling. And so, wrestling those top dudes, especially, is going to pay off, at the end of the season when with the district that we have, we're going to be wrestling top dudes every match. So, competing hard, you just never know what's going to happen in wrestling.
So your next match is at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. What do you know about them?
They lose a lot of guys from last year. They're a real solid team. They lost quite a few seniors last year, but, being in the district with them last year, they're all really strong and athletic. It's a big school up there in Cedar Rapids. So they got a couple dudes. They got a good heavyweight, so I'm excited for the heavyweight matchup with Colby and their heavyweight. Their upper weights are pretty solid, and so are ours, so that'll be a fun matchup. But I'm really looking forward to our guys putting up a lot of points, looking to score. They're going to have a full lineup, I would hope. So it'll be nice to get our guys matches, especially like a kid like Kent, who is at 106 that doesn't get a whole lot of matches. Jaquan coming back into the lineup will hopefully get some matches under his belt. So it'll be good to have a full duel and a real competitive duel, I think. And again, hopefully we can go score a lot of points.
We haven't moved very many people around, you think?
For Kennedy, no. No, I think we're just going to go with our lineup with what we've got. We're still looking to find, you know, a solid 65 and 75, so we might bump some guys around for that. But otherwise, you know, we're just going to go and wrestle who we got against who they've got and see how we do.
Sounds like you've been pretty pleased with the team so far.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've had some ups and downs, you know, with we had about a week or two where they just weren't in the right mindset, but they've always responded really well to adversity. You know, after the Norwalk duel, we were not happy. And so we worked on some things, and they responded really well. So they always respond well to adversity and not wrestling well and kick it into gear. And so we've talked about taking care of the little things and building champion habits. And so they're starting to do that, and they're wrestling really well. You can tell that they – our team has been young for a really long time, and they're starting to grow and get older and learn and get more experience. And so it's nice to kind of see that transition starting.
Yeah. As a coach, it's great to see the progress they make.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
District's right around the corner. So, yeah, you got to ramp it up. So,
yeah.
Thanks a lot for talking with us, and best of luck at Cedar Rapids Kennedy next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Been talking to Newton Boys head wrestling coach RJ Brown on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.